they may say something like this. This is a poem that is in Mark Cahill's book, One Thing You Can't Do in Heaven. One of the things you can't do in heaven is sin. You can't sin in heaven. One of the things you can't do in heaven is witness. Everybody knows the Lord. The Bible says there will be one day when you don't have to say, know the Lord, because everyone will know the Lord. The only time that's going to happen is in heaven. Here's a poem that helps this very point sink in a bit. It says, it's called My Friend. My friend, I stand in judgment now and feel that you're to blame somehow. On earth, I walked with you day by day and never did you point the way. You knew the Lord in truth and glory, but never did you tell a story. My knowledge then was very dim. You could have led me safe to him. Though we live together here on earth, you never told me of the second birth. And now I stand this day condemned because you failed to mention him. You taught me many things, that's true. You called me friend. I called you friend and trusted you. But I learn now that it's too late, and you could have kept me from this fate. We walked by day and talked by night, and yet you showed me not the light. You let me live and love and die. You knew I'd never live on high. Yes, I called you friend in life and trusted you through joy and strife. And yet, on coming to this dreadful end, I cannot now call you my friend. I encourage you in the name of Jesus Christ to be prepared in season and out of season. Always have tracts with you when you walk out of your house, when you get out of your car. Be ready at any time. You think people don't want to talk about God, but they do. We've had atheists thank us. Friend and I witnessed to a Jewish woman for 20 minutes in a mall in Austin. She gave us a hug. She didn't come to know the Lord, but she thanked us for sharing with her in a non-confrontational way. One guy in St. Louis we're witnessing to said, man, I really like the way you presented this. He says, I don't buy all this Jesus stuff. He said, but that is the best sales presentation I've ever heard in my life. I said, it's not a sales presentation. He said, I like your style. I like the way you're doing this. It's not about me. It's a simple method that Jesus used. Ray Comfort is helping millions of people learn this method. He didn't invent it. Kirk Cameron didn't invent it. This is the way the Lord Jesus Christ did it. Just take a step of faith. Put a gospel tract somewhere when no one's looking. One day, God will give you boldness to stick one in someone's hand. One day, God will give you the boldness to answer the question. Be prepared to give the reasons for what you believe. One day God will give you boldness to walk up to people and start a simple conversation. I'd like to leave you with Psalm 27, verse 1 and 2. Lives are scared to witness. I'm scared to witness. Mark Cahill witnesses the thousands. He's scared to witness. Ray Comfort witnesses. He's probably witnessed the tens of thousands. He's scared to witness. We're all scared. We're scared to ride roller coasters, but we do it. We're scared to get married, but we do it. We're scared to do a lot of things, but we do it. We're scared to witness. There's no excuse because of fear not to do it. Psalm 27, verses 1 and 2 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom is there to fear? The Lord is my life's fortress. Who is there to be afraid of? Evildoers closed in on me to tear me to pieces. My opponents and enemies stumbled and fell. Even though an army sets up camp against me, my heart will not be afraid. Even though a war breaks out against me, I will still have confidence in the Lord. Some in the world are saying, don't share your faith. God says, do share your faith. Share about Jesus Christ. Do you fear God more than man? It's an important question to think about. Whom shall I fear? No one. There's no one to fear. God is our rock. He is our light. He is our salvation.